Thank you. The Seattle Blues, played by the Tom Varner Nonet. Tom Varner on French horn, with Mark Taylor on alto sax and Phil Sparks on bass featured there. Tom Varner's Nonet is playing tonight at the Royal Room. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Tom Varner's Nonet is going to be opening the evening at the Royal Room tonight, and they'll be followed by the Washington Composers Orchestra, or WACO, as it's called. Another group that's playing this afternoon is Nelda Swigert's Stringtet, which is playing for the Jazz Project Art of Jazz series at 4 this afternoon at the Bellingham Arts Academy for Youth in Bellingham. Here's music from Nelda Swigert, who's heard here at the piano, as well as vocalizing a little further into the piece. She's joined by a couple of Seattle Symphony string players, Rachel Swerdlow on viola and Walter Gray on cello. With Chris Simer on bass, Byron Vannoy on drums, Nelda Swigert's Stringtet, and a piece called Three for All. Thank you.
fresh fallen rain. There's magic in the spirits all around you. It's simple, that's all. Life's free for all. Got the string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life. You know I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a crazy soul and so if I should ever let go. Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life. You know I'm in love.
Was Ernestine Anderson singing in 1962 at a place called the Penthouse, which was located at the corner of First and Cherry in Seattle, from a live broadcast I produced. Ernestine Anderson singing I've Got the World on a String, backed by the Subtle Tones. That was Dick Palumbi, piano, Chuck Metcalf, bass, Bill Richardson on drums. So nice to hear these old tunes again. And Ernestine Anderson represented in this new album, which has just been issued for the first time on High Note Records from the Penthouse series. Before that, we were listening to Nelda Swiggett's Stringtet, playing this afternoon at 4 for the Jazz Project Art of Jazz series in Bellingham. Nelda Swiggett on piano with Chris Simer bass, Byron Van Noy on drums, and a couple of string players, Rachel Swerdlow, viola, and Walter Gray, cello, an original by Nelda Swiggett, who was also the vocalist. That was Three for All. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Lots of good opportunities for live jazz around the area coming up, including this afternoon the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble playing arrangements by Bob Hammer and others at 5 o'clock at El Melicon at Seneca and Post in Seattle. Also, tonight's the last night for the great guitars, Bucky Pizzarelli, John Pisano, and Munda Lowe at Jazz Alley. Tuesday night, the 93rd birthday of the late composer-pianist Lenny Tristano will be celebrated with Lenny's Pennies and Jacob Zimmerman's Quintet at the Royal Room. Thursday night, an event that we think is going to be pretty interesting, it's the Tatum Greenblatt Generations Quintet. Tatum was one of the young lions who roared out of the Garfield Jazz Band a few years back, almost a generation ago now. He'll be getting together with his dad, Dan Greenblatt, on tenor sax at Tula's on Thursday night. We caught the band in an earlier performance and loved it so much we said, next time they're in town, let's record it for Jazz Northwest. So that's what we'll be doing Thursday night at Tula's with the Tatum Greenblatt, Dan Greenblatt Generations Quintet. Kareem Candy Band plays at Hotel Murano in Tacoma on Thursday night. Phil Sparks Trio's Latona Happy Hour is an institution at 5 on Fridays. Groove for Thought, an a cappella group of 7 voices, performs at Boxley's on Friday night. Jovino Santos Neto's Quintet plays at Vito's. And Saturday night, Paul Green has a CD release party for his new vocal album, Creativity, at Boxley's. And Jacqueline Tabor's Jazz Band will be playing at Tula's. For more opportunities for great live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, as well as the very complete calendar at earshot.org. Next, we're going to be listening to a previous appearance of Tatum Greenblatt at Tula's. This was recorded in 2005 with Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Drew Pearson piano, David Dowd bass, and Sean Hutchinson on drums. The tune was composed by Tatum, named for one of his teachers, Junior Mance. It's called Mance's Dance. Thank you.
when I was walking all alone. I started hearing all these crazy tones coming from way on down the block. That's when I knew that I had better get there before it's too late, or I'll miss the deal that's got me so reeling. It's wild and crazy feeling. Soon as I got out to this little bar, right down the street and yet not so far, he sat right there on the bandstand. Dexter was blowing his sax, beautiful sax, making it sing and making it ring. That's right, Dexter's the coolest thing. Walking all alone, I started hearing all these crazy tones coming from way on down the block. That's when I knew that I had better get there before it's too late, or I'll miss the deal that's got me so reeling. This wild and crazy feeling. Soon as I got out to this little bar right down the street, and yet not so far, he sat right there on the bandstand. Dexter was blowing his ass, beautiful sax, making it sing and making it ring. That's right, Dexter's the coolest thing, man, he could sing. Dexter's the coolest thing.
That was a tune by Dexter Gordon called Fried Bananas, which was recomposed here and made into a vocalese with lyrics written by Paul Green, who sang here. He calls that One for Dex. And Paul Green has been quite active as a harmonica player and blues singer. This is his first venture into jazz recording, and a very good one. It's coming out on Pony Boy Records. It should appear any time now. Paul Green, the vocalist and harmonica player, and a great horn section backing him up here. Jay Thomas on trumpet, John Goforth on tenor and alto sax, and David Marriott on trombone. And he was also the arranger for Fried Bananas, One for Dex. Paul Green, the singer. Paul Green has a CD release party at Boxley's next Saturday night. Before that, Tatum Greenblatt, the trumpet player there, with Jay Thomas again, but this time on tenor sax, Drew Pearson on piano, David Dauda on bass, and Sean Hutchinson on drums. We heard them doing Mance's Dance, an original by Tatum Greenblatt, recorded at Tula's 10 years ago, 2005. Tatum Greenblatt is going to be back with his dad, Dan Greenblatt, on tenor sax, playing at Tula's next Thursday night, when we'll be there to record for Jazz Northwest. Hope you can join us. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. A lot of singers active in the next week, and we're going to be listening to some more. The first one, Sherry Adams with the Foreman Finley Band. Paul Finley is the pianist, and Steve Foreman the guitarist, with Rick Lepinen on bass, Jeff Bush on drums, and this is the title tune from their album, Only Trust Your Heart.
Never trust the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs before you start to sigh. Never trust the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and he knows how to lie. Just wait for a night when the skies are all bare. Then if you still care, never trust your dreams when you're about to fall in love. For your dreams may quickly fall apart. So if you're smart, really smart, only trust your heart. Start to sigh. Never trust the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and he knows how to lie. Just wait for a night when the skies are. Then if you still care, never trust your dreams when you're about to fall in love. For your dreams may quickly fall apart. So if you're smart, really smart, only trust your heart. Trust the stars, you gotta trust your heart. Trust your heart. trust your heart.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong to heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you, in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense. And every time
I've held a rose,
it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you, I suppose. And if my silence made you leave,
then that would be my first mistake.
So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break, and this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. And so it goes, and so it goes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a 7-member a cappella vocal group called Groove for Thought, and they're performing next Friday night at Boxley's North Bend. Before that, we were listening to a tune from a new album by Sherry Adams with the Foreman Finley Band, the title tune from the album, Only Trust Your Heart, and they're having a CD release party at 5:30 at Capital Cider on East Pike in Seattle, part of a regular, fairly regular gig they have there. Sherry Adams, the singer, with Paul Finley on piano, Steve Foreman on guitar, Rick Lepinen on bass, and Jeff Bush on drums. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Continuing with Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto, this group is going to be playing Friday night at Vito's in Seattle. In this case, the quinteto includes the clarinetist Harvey Wineapple, but it will probably be Ben Thomas on vibes with the group at Vito's, with Jovino Santos Neto on piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, Mark Ivester on drums and Jeff Bush percussion. We'll hear them doing a piece called Pra Casa.
Thank you. April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the tree.
That's from a recording by Jacqueline Tabor, which was recorded as part of the Seattle Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church. Jacqueline singing here with a group including Randy Halberstadt on piano, Alexei Nikolaev on soprano sax, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, and April in Paris. Jacqueline Tabor sings at Tula's on Saturday night next week. Jovino Santos Nieto's Quinteto, heard before that, with Harvey Wineapple playing clarinets. Yes, multiple ones at times. Jovino on piano, Chuck Deerdorf bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jeff Bush percussion. We heard them doing Pracasa, Homeward, by Jovino. Jovino's Quinteto will be at Vito's next week, playing at Vito's on Friday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. And streaming at kplu.org. One of the intriguing events coming up next week is a celebration of the 92nd birthday of Lenny Tristano, very forward-thinking composer and pianist who was active in the late 40s and early 50s and spawned a whole school of players, most notable among them Lee Konitz. This celebration of Lenny Tristano takes place at the Royal Room, billed as Lenny's Pennies, on Tuesday night. It'll feature the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet. Here is one of Lenny Tristano's compositions. This is a contrafact. It's based on Pennies from Heaven, and it's known as Lenny's Pennies, played here by Alan Broadbent.
Thank you.
Alan Broadbent at the piano, playing music of Lenny Tristano. That was Lenny's Pennies, based on Pennies from Heaven, recorded at Maybeck Recital Hall in the Berkeley Hills of California. Alan Broadbent. And a celebration of Lenny Tristano taking place Tuesday night at the Royal Room, Lenny's Pennies. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community